Fine. And I am Gordon Glashard. We are the hosts of today's episode of We Are Eden Prairie.
We are eager to introduce you to Claire O'Connor. She was one of three sisters who grew up in St. Paul with a dog and a cat and a few chickens. She worked with battered and abused women, poor and working families, and straight kids to help them gain safety, respect, and equality. She has a son who is a professor in anthropology in Michigan, a wonderful daughter-in-law, and two incredible grandchildren.
Welcome, Claire O'Connor. We are happy to have you here today. Our podcast celebrates the stories of people who either live or work in Eden Prairie. Tell us about your connection to Eden Prairie and how long you've been here.
Well, I moved to Eden Prairie 15 years ago, and then I moved away from Eden Prairie 2 years ago because I needed to live in the city, but I miss it. I definitely miss Eden Prairie.
In school, we have been learning that our culture helps to form our identity. Could you share with us a bit about your culture and how it impacts who you are?
Interesting question. Wow. My culture? Well, I was raised in... I grew up in Minnesota. I actually came from Boston, Massachusetts. A lot of people don't know that, but I'll tell you guys that. I was raised in Minnesota in St. Paul. Say that with a lot of pride because people who are attached to Minneapolis often don't think very much about St. Paul. They don't think very often about St. Paul. And I think that the importance of the culture that I grew up with in was family and connections. So the family members are all connected to each other, all respectful of each other and enjoy each other and take advantage of the richness that we all bring. Each of us are individuals, but when we bring ourselves to the family and are willing to share our ideas and ourselves, then that makes us all so much richer.
What brings you joy in life?
Joy in life. With dogs and cats and kids and chickens, I guess I would say. But I think one of the things, to be a little bit serious here, is one of the things that brings joy to life is a chance to solve problems. I think that's what excites me most, and that's what gets me involved in taking action and working with people to make things better, is that I like to look at things and study them and think about how could we make things better for everybody. Because I learned that everybody together is very important. And so I think that's one of the things that I value is the problem solving and the creativity.
In addition to things that bring us the joy, another element that connects us is struggle. What is a challenge you have encountered and what did you learn from it?
Well, the challenge that I have encountered and am encountering is that some people are treated differently than other people. Some people are disrespected because they're different in any way. People who live in the suburbs often think that people who live in the cities are different from them, and so there's kind of a division. But there are some that are bigger and more important, that people of different religions, different backgrounds, who come from different countries or are different racial backgrounds, are looked at as different, and in many cases they're looked at as not as good as, and that's what brings me the idea about struggle and how can we overcome that and how can we make sure that everybody is treated equally, because everybody is equal.
In class, we have talked about legacy and have thought about the mark we would like to leave on the world. What do you hope to be remembered for and why?
You know, one of the things that I really love talking to young people, and I come here once a year, once every other year, and talk to young people, and that, I hope, leaves a mark. I hope that people will remember that, and I find that people do. that they will, if I see people who, when I talk to them when they were in high school or grade school or college, and I will see them again just by chance, and they will remember what I'd said. And I think that that's really exciting, because it means that we bring the history with us. So we bring our own history with us. Does that answer your question?
You wrote to us saying you are here to share some of the things you are learning about how to work along with people so that we can all live in a world that treats people equally with justice. Can you tell us more about this?
Oh, that's a really big question. I think I find myself often saying one of the most important things I learn, and then I keep adding to one of the most important things that I've learned. But the power of people. First of all, we all bring ourselves, our ideas, our abilities together, and that makes us all stronger. And then we together, and this is one of the most important things I ever learned, that together we can solve problems, we can accomplish things. And I think that my being in the civil rights movement in the 1960s, and then the peace movement and women's movement, has taught me that's what I learned when I was in the civil rights movement, and when I brought that learning to the rest of my life and the rest of the struggles and things that I got involved in, then I learned to value that more and more. And still today, that's where problems are solved and solutions are found, is not with one person, but when we all come together and join our power and our insight and our capabilities together, that's when we solve problems.
This next question is a bit deep. How do you think others see you, and what don't they see?
Others see in me, and what don't they see? Ooh, that is deep. I think others see, you know, I'm a Minnesotan deep at heart, and so I learned to cover up things. You know, Minnesota nice, so I'm a lot nicer than maybe I am. You know, one of the things that I really like about myself is that I like to make jokes and I like to laugh. And I often see a joke coming and I can't stop myself. And so sometimes I just, you know, I go with it and laugh and hope that everybody else laughs with me. But I really do enjoy being around people. What was the question again? See, I got myself off.
How do you think others see you, and what don't they see?
So I hope people see. Hope people see that I've got a good sense of humor. What they don't see, and what I think we're all really good at covering up, is where we're sensitive, where things might hurt us, what people might say or think about us. And I grew up in a family. My father was a union organizer and a community organizer, and so in my environment and in my neighborhood, not in my family, but in my neighborhood, we were seen as different. And so I grew up, you know, different and sort of strange, because how many community and union organizers have you met in your life? And so our family was seen as being different. And so I kind of am very... I don't mind any more people seeing me as different, because one thing I've realized in all this experience is, you know, we are all different from each other. But one thing that is hard for me to deal with is that people often can't get over that. They can't get over that we're different from each other. I've learned to treasure that, but some people don't. And so I must admit that sometimes I I'm really sensitive about that.
If your life could be summarized in a song, what song would it be and why?
Well, I had a little warning about this coming, right? This question. That's a really, really nice question. I love that. And I think that We Shall Overcome. Do you know the song We Shall Overcome? Well, it's a song from the civil rights movement, and it's always sung together. It's always sung in groups, and it's saying that as a group, as people, we can make things better and different. And I think that sometimes having other people to sing that with when we're facing hard things and trying to find solutions to hard things, to say we shall overcome is actually a great way to get energy and enthusiasm.
What was the time that you sang that song?
The time that when I learned it, I've been singing it all my life now. Well, almost all my life. But when I learned it was when I was working in the South for civil rights. First, when I was a freedom rider, and we were in jail, and we sang all the time. We didn't have much to do. They didn't let us have anything to read or anything to do. So I was there with many hundreds. Eventually, it was 400 people were arrested, but I wasn't together with all of them. And we sang to kind of keep our spirits up and keep ourselves enthusiastic and also to build our confidence. And We Shall Overcome was one of the songs that we sang a lot.
If you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, who would it be and why? And we would love to know what you would like to have served for that meal too.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys come up with these questions? No? That's a really good one. You know, I'm stuck because I can think of so many people that I would love to have a meal with, just to sit down and talk to. Do you know who Maya Angelou is? She's a poet. You should look her up. I think you guys would really appreciate Maya Angelou. She's an African-American woman, very powerful poet. The things that she said just last in my life. And what would I eat? Fish and chips. I love fish and chips. And that's easy. And we do it at a restaurant because I don't like to cook.
One thing we have learned this year is that stories are important and that we have a lot to learn from listening to others. So we are wondering, what advice would you give to us as fifth graders?
As fifth graders? What advice would I give you? I guess appreciate yourself. I think that don't, there are times, like, you know, the times that there's kind of a secret me, that I don't have a lot of confidence and I maybe will wonder that people are judging me. But you can, once in a while, you know, you can sit back and kind of let that dwell in your mind, but that's not going to get you anywhere. And so what you have to do is say, come on, snap out of it. There's stuff to do and there's people to do it with. And let's get on with it. So there's that's kind of touching on the secret me, right, that we talked about a little while ago, and the me that's out there that people can see.
Not only did we ask you to come in for this taping of this podcast, but we gave you homework. We asked you to write a 6-word memoir. Please share with us and tell us the meaning behind it.
Okay, I thought about that and thought about that, and I couldn't come up with anything until I got here. And I still don't have 6 words. You guys are going to have to help me with this. But what really stands out, and I've also, maybe this is getting boring because I've kind of already said this, but what I really strongly believe is that when you throw, we all know there's a saying, I don't actually know what the saying is, but it has to do with if you throw a pebble into a pool, that the ripples will go, it looks just a little pebble, little pool, but the ripples just expand from there. And also, if other people are throwing, this is a lot more than 6 words, but they're going to help me. So other people are throwing their little pebbles in too, and the ripples converge and gather together, and that can make a wave. And that, to me, is what keeps me going, keeps me interested, and keeps me laughing. And serious, too.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
I really love coming out here. I love this school. I love your teacher. She is really, there's so much going on in the classroom. And I know that because I've been in the classrooms and I have appreciated the students. I talk about the students in her classroom. They are so alert and involved and really good partners in the class. So, but that wasn't really the question. I got sidetracked. But anyway, I enjoy coming here.
Thank you, Claire O'Connor. We are going to end this, our session, by asking you to share one word that describes how you feel in this moment after completing this interview.
Enthusiastic. Enthusiastic about the young people, and hopefully the two young women that I'm sitting across here will be able to tell other people what their experiences were. And also what you taught me. You taught me a lot too. Thank you.
My one word today would be happy, because I'm here interviewing with you. Thank you, Claire O'Connor, for coming into Cedar Ridge today. We appreciated hearing a part of your story. You helped make Eden Prairie a wonderful community.